The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today we have a bit of a lighter one, a bit of a sillier one, because we do have a holiday weekend coming up. We do have some vacation coming up. So this is what you get. No, I think it'll be fun. I hope everyone is having a good time, whatever you're choosing to do. We're having a kind of hectic rush to the finish line, which is kind of, yeah, because I am running a race.
It's true.
As is tradition.
It's true.
The July 4th tradition.
I have bowed out not so gracefully.
Those pictures you took were epic in that last race we did. That was so good.
The final race, I'm like, I'm done. I did it.
And you like came up to me and were like, I can't stop. We got to go.
Like, if I sit down, I'll never get up again. Let's go. Yes.
So I think it was the perfect exit for you. Don't worry about it. I'm anxious about it, but I'm doing the virtual one, and I did it last year and it was actually really lovely. So at least I have that. Like, yeah. I'll have the AC on. I'll probably be watching Empire Strikes Back.
There you go.
I don't know. It's nice. Quick content warning for our 4th of July movie episode. It's going to be a little gruesome in some places because, of course, I watch horror movies. So yes. Just to put that out there. But I kind of wanted to talk about, because I don't think you do this, Samantha, but I have my list of July 4th movies.
I don't have that.
And one year I made you watch some of them.
We watched that horror movie.
Yep.
The found footage one.
Talking about that.
The documentary one, right? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we watched Jaws.
Jaws, yes. That's the other one.
Yes.
Both horror movies.
Well, that's what, when I made this list, which is just a brief list of what I watched on Independence Day, July 4th, a lot of them are horror movies. Which feels right,
perfect.
I think.
Perfect.
Yes. And even if they aren't, they terrified me. Because I do watch Independence Day. I know. But when I was a kid, I had this, my brother, I've told this story before, my older brother played this prank on me. He scared me so bad. It was about aliens that I could not watch E.T. Like, no joke. Could not do it.
That's kind of one of those movies that a lot of people, if they watched as children, are still scared of it.
It's scary. I did end up watching it, I think, like 7 years ago for the first time. And I was still like a little unsettled.
Not cute.
No, and like that sound of him screaming in the beginning. And there's like a whole quarantine scene. Mm-hmm.
That quarantine scene is really scary. I think that's what everybody was kind of scared of. I remember seeing it and be like, ah. Why are they dressed like that?
Well, now we know. But it scared me so bad, this prank. that I couldn't watch Independence Day. And they showed it one year in one of my classes and I had to leave. Like, I literally had to leave. I think I made some excuse of like, I got to go to the bathroom and just did not come back for 30 minutes like, until the class was over.
No one noticed?
I think he did. I remember this teacher very well. And he probably was like, I wasn't a troublemaker. So he was probably like, whatever. And it was one of those, it's the end of some day in a holiday calendar.
Right. I was like, why would you be watching this? That's odd. There's no educational benefit to this.
No, but we watched a lot of movies. We watched The Ring. Like, I don't...
What?
In seventh grade.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so I watched plenty of movies that had, no educational value at all. they're just trying to pass the day.
Like, I'm hungover. Watch this movie.
Yes. But it was very embarrassing, because even by that point, I had kind of a reputation of the girl who likes horror movies. And for me to like pretty much fall out of my chair and say, I gotta go, like, it's for watching Independence Day. This was in high school.
Which is not technically a horror movie.
No, but that's how scared I was of aliens. I think I made it to that part where like Brett Steiner's like, no peace. And I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Now that you're saying all this, I don't think I've ever seen this movie either. I had no interest. I still don't, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty corny. It's like really corny. And then it has like one of the most infamous that doesn't work technologically, where they send the ship a computer virus from a Mac laptop at the end. Which you gotta love.
Amazing. Like, yes. You could just email it to and they, like, UFO.
One of the aliens opens it up and it's like a like e-card and this skull comes out and is like
So I'm getting this confused with Mars Attacks, and I know they're not the same thing, but like that seems more plausible in Mars Attacks than what I just heard it being in Independence Day, because that's supposed to be a real like a serious movie,
yeah.
Right?
Well, like serious.
What if this really happened?
Right.
Like, kind of be more realistic, other than Mars Attacks, where mm-hmm. we see the goofiness.
Mm-hmm.
With Glenn Close.
Well, see, Mars Attacks, I haven't seen since I was a kid too, because it scared me so badly.
Okay.
But I do remember. This is a very '90s movie. Like, it's got a lot of the kind of like latent homophobia, I would say. A lot of jokes about lawyers, which again was big in the 90s. And then there's the whole plot line. Will Smith's wife is a sex worker. She's a stripper. And like the first lady is like, oh, she's like, no, I enjoy what I do. And I remember as a kid being like, what? as a young woman, because I definitely did not see it until college. Just feels like
just
I've seen
a kid.
It. Yeah. I think I saw it early college, but yeah.
When you said kid, I imagine, especially being shocked, I imagined you being 12.
No, but you know what? That might be that, again, might be. I think I'm also confusing this with Armageddon, which also has a stripper scene, which I did see in middle school.
Okay. We don't ever see aliens in Armageddon, though, right?
No. Which is why I watched that one. I saw that one.
Every time I think of that one, I think of
the song,
the Aerosmith songs.
Yeah,
and
don't want to slip away.
Yeah, and also his daughter,
Steve Buscemi.
No, not Steve Buscemi.
I was saying that's who I think of. That was a hilarious misunderstanding.
Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Oh
man.
Okay.
Yeah. So I do watch that. It definitely has the like death of the mom, and it has the like two dudes fighting over one person. It's got a lot of stuff we could talk about. We're not going to. The Bay, which is the one you were talking about.
Yes.
It is originally it was supposed to be a documentary, but the creator thought more people would watch it if he made a horror movie. And it's found footage. It's meant to seem like a documentary. Mm-hmm. I saw it I think I've told this story before because it just sticks with me. Every time I watch this movie, I think of it. I was an intern at the company that eventually, it's the same job I've had, but the company has changed names like 7 times, but it's the same job. But I was an intern and I, for some reason, I was volunteering. I think it was like the day after Thanksgiving. Somebody had to be in the office. Going back to that old ENCODE script I told you about, somebody had to be there to make sure it worked and didn't fail. And so I volunteered to do it. And I had to have this special phone because I was the only one on the floor. And of course, my very intelligent self decided to watch horror movies while I was waiting for things to ENCODE. And I watched The Bay. And there's one scene, and I remember it so well. I jumped so badly that my headphones got ripped off and my like rolly chair went all the way back to the opposite wall.
Wow.
But yeah, it's an environmental horror movie. It's about isopods taking over people's tongues and eating them from the inside. And it takes place on the 4th of July. So I watch it on the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July.
Yeah. It's a really like, it's unsettling. Every time I watch it, I'm suddenly very uncomfortable drinking water because it's about it being in the water and getting in that way. And I was scared of isopods before because there was that viral picture that went around of the isopod eating fish's tongue and just like living as its tongue and eating. It sticks with me. That movie sticks with me. It is upsetting. It's upsetting. It's about kind of companies and politicians and organizations lying to people and what happens? What happens?
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Another one. I don't watch this one every 4th of July because it's a really bad movie. I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's one of the first slasher movies I saw. I think I saw it on like what was then the WB. So it was edited, like it wasn't as graphic as it is, but it scared me. And I remember I had a nightmare about that fisherman guy coming up into my room with a hook that night. So I was really scary and I hadn't watched it in forever. And then I was joking about, I told the story before, but one of the biggest, funniest twist ever, in my opinion, is in I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, when I guess the joke is, because his name was Ben's son, I'm supposed to know his name. He was Ben's son. So I was telling that story a couple years ago, and somebody was like, we should watch I Know What You Did Last Summer. I haven't seen it in forever. And we did, and it's not good. Like, the acting is bad. It's just not good. I have been told by some listeners, in fact, that it's based on a book, which I didn't know. And the book is really good, and they made a lot of changes in the movie that were not good.
Is it a Christopher Pike book?
I don't know. I have never heard of it.
Because a lot of these movies that I'm like, this is like one of the teen horror stories that I would read. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just legends, and then they make it into that story, and then it becomes a movie. I don't know, but like it reminded me of those.
Yeah. The movie, it does, it's good. Like, it's got a lot of those kind of toxic, like the way Ryan Phillippe was, he was terrible. Like an awful character, drunk driving, leaving someone for dead. Like, it's a lot of bad, not good things. And then Sarah Michelle Gellar's character is kind of like the beauty queen, is treated as like she's very inferior, not very smart. Interesting looks at trauma. I won't say good, but interesting. and then, yeah, I mean, it's got its creepy moments, but overall, I just was like, oh dear. This scared me as a kid.
Is this one of your...
It takes place over the 4th of July. Movies? Yeah. I would say I watch it like every 3 years. I don't watch it every year, but I do. It's a 4th of July movie.
okay.
Yeah, we'll see how this 4th of July goes.
Enjoy. So I think of 4th of July because I think of The Sandlot. There's this big scene of them like loving 4th of July because that's the only time they get to play baseball at night because the sky's lit up. But yeah. I always think about that scene.
I think because I told you I hadn't seen Sandlot as a kid. I'm pretty sure we watched it after I made you my horror
movies.
Yeah, we did.
I was like, well, now I'm going to make you this because I think of 4th of July with this scene.
Yes.
Enjoy.
And there is a big, I think a season of Stranger Things came out on 4th of July, and it had a big 4th of July arc. But my number one movie is Jaws. That is my number one July 4th movie. A big part of the plot is the reason they won't close the beaches, even though all the experts are telling them to, is because it's the 4th of July, and they need to get those tourists in and make those tourist dollars. I think I've watched this movie every year since I was like 8 or 9. I love it. And my dad and I would have because he saw it in theaters, and he had this story where the popcorn bowl went up everywhere and popcorn showered the crowd because it scared him so bad. And then we talked about Jaws 4, The Revenge, which is a very bad Jaws movie. And we talked about some of the feminism of Jaws in there, if you want to check it out. I have been on a shark movie kick lately, and I was joking with my D&D group. If I had time, I would do a whole podcast that was just about all of these shark movies. There's a movie called Noah's Shark. It's terrible. Shark Exorcist, Santa Jaws. Why?
But you've never seen Sharknado.
I've never seen Sharknado.
I still can't believe this. I've never seen it either, but I don't love shark movies. So
I do feel bad, as we said in that shark episode, because I know after Jaws came out, it was such a big hit. A lot of people say it was one of the first summer blockbuster. Like, it kind of started that idea. But because of that, and I did a whole report about this, I said it in that episode, the gray nurse shark was almost hunted to extinction because people were so scared of this shark, which if we're to believe Jaws the Revenge is a psychic shark. So I think that's a separate thing. I don't think that's the same as your regular shark.
If we were to believe.
I think we just have to examine all the pieces we have of this puzzle and make a logical guess, hypothesis. But yeah, I mean, there's been numerous experts saying that it's not how a shark would work, like not how it would move, not how it would anything. I think it's a whole different thing. But it also came up when I was in Vegas recently, where we were all talking about Jaws and how we all knew this kind of surprising amount of trivia about it. So it was an impactful movie. I used to watch it the beginning of every summer because I was that kind of kid who liked to scare myself before I got in the water. But Now it's July 4th. I know, it says something about me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But aliens. Apparently they do exist. However, we've never seen it. Sharks, however, that we've definitely seen. No problem.
Look, the human psyche is complicated, Samantha. I can't explain it. Yes, well, those are my movies. I would love to hear, listeners, if you have any movies that you just are going to be watching, any foods, whether you celebrate or not. Just what do you do when you got a day off and you're like, this is it, especially if you're tired and it's hot. So please let us know. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph Never Told You. We're also on YouTube. We have a Tee Public store. We have a book you can pre-order at stephyoushouldreadbooks.com and Audible. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Hope you celebrate well.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Steph Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.